Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. I am Doug Llewellyn. Nice to be here with you. We are going to focus on the world of executive coaching, and not just executive life coaching. That's a much better term for it. As you know, coaching has become such a big profession these days. There are coaches that can help you on almost every aspect of your life. Some folks focus on just the business aspect, the corporate, part of your life. But then there are those who focus on your personal life, your marriage, your family life. And then there are those rare ones who focus on your entire life. We are about to interview and chat with a master life coach. Her name is Dana Hartman, and she lives in the Dallas area, specifically in Richardson, Texas. She's the executive director of Foundation Coaching Group. She's a public speaker. You've seen her on TV shows such as The Marriage Boot Camp, Dr. Drew's Life Changers, and Marriage Camp. That was a six-week special that was filmed for the Discovery Network, to name just a few of the television appearances she's made. She loves being a life coach, and she said it's not her job. This is what she was put on earth to do. And I think it's very interesting to hear someone say that. In the beginning, when she was she began as a sales consultant and a regional sales director, but then she worked into coaching. And when she began, she primarily worked with sales professionals and executives because that's the world she was in. But now, after more than 30 years of coaching, she works not only with professionals, she works with, as she puts it, everyday people, people like you, like me. She works with couples, singles, and adolescents. There's not really anyone who couldn't potentially be Dana Hartman's client. I think it's always interesting that she points out that a lot of executives and a lot of successful people in the world have coaches. I pointed out that the CEO of Google, one of the most successful companies in the world, he openly admits he has a coach and he works with his coach and benefits from consulting with his coach. And I've often thought, well, if it's good enough for the head of Google, it would be good enough for me and obviously good enough for you. Most successful people do have coaches. And that's it, whether you're an executive, an entrepreneur, or an athlete. You know, all athletes have coaches, too, and they're successful because their coaches are behind them and help make them successful. Dana says she's got to be her best when she works with her clients, and she says healing from our wounds can reveal our greatest purpose. It can introduce us to what we are really supposed to do with our lives. And also, she adds, when she can see someone really transform, there's nothing in the world like it. Her name, Dana Hartman. She's in Richardson, Texas, and she's on the line with us today. Dana, welcome. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Hi, Doug. It's nice to be with you.
Boy, you're full of vim and vigor. You're ready to go. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's one thing. You have. I must tell you something. You have a great website, and anybody who's interested in learning more about you should really consult your website because it's pretty amazing. The website is Dana Hartman, and Hartman, by the way, is spelled just like it sounds, H-E-A-R-T-M-A-N. So Dana, D-A-N-A, Hartman.com.
Uh-huh.
You point out
you've
had a couple of careers because you began in the world of sales in the corporate world, then you got into coaching. But you put in your website, in your 50s, you decided to change your name to reflect who you are. So you picked name Dana Hartman. Did you really change your name from Sally something to Dana Hartman?
I really did. My name was Dana, but I decided to change my name. And so, I thought about doing something like Cher or Madonna, and I thought, well, Dana is not all that exciting. So, I looked at symbols, the coach formerly known as Dana, and I looked at some symbols and was like, that won't work. Do a prince thing, and so I chose Hartman because that's what I'm all about, people's hearts. And so That's why it is not spelled like the luggage. It is spelled like your heart. And so, yeah, I invented my own name and just decided that's what I wanted to do.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's done that before. I mean, other than some entertainer, you know, who picks a wild name, totally different from, you know, like a movie star or something like that. But
it was funny
cool.
The other day somebody said, that name sounds made up. And I said, it is.
Holy mackerel. What happens to you when you run into friends who knew you when you were a teenager, you know? And
yeah,
now your name's totally different.
They get it.
I had this
reveal party, and, you know, I had this massive cake, and people were like, I can't wait to see the new name, and it was on the cake. So, you know, we had a big party, and I just reinvented myself. Yeah.
Okay. Good for you.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question. What makes someone a master life coach? What do you have to do to be a master life coach?
Well, there's just a lot more education that goes with going from just a certified coach to a master life coach. More class time and, a longer certification period. At the time that I went through my certification, there was also an advanced certification. So you went through the basic certification and then an advanced certification and then master certification. And so, just more training and, you know, lots more learning. Of course, I was coaching before coaching was coaching. So
that's you were in the beginning of this coaching arena, weren't you? I mean, because 30 years you've been doing this. It wasn't nearly the kind of profession it was 30 years ago that it is today. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, I really was grandfathered in, and then at some point it was like, well, I think I'll go ahead and just see what this certification stuff is all about. But I was coaching, you know, long before there was a certification process. And, when people started coming along talking about it, I was like, wow, I wish I would have trademarked that or something. I was doing that before anybody was doing it. So, it's a great profession and a great industry.
What do you like about coaching?
What do I like about coaching?
Yeah.
Oh, I like everything about coaching. I mean, I really love to watch people get from where they are to where they really want to be, and to see people develop, the goals and to overcome the barriers and the things that are holding them back. Some people come in and they really know what they want to work on, and other people come in and they really don't know what they want to work on. Some people come in and say, I'm just stuck and I don't even know why I'm stuck. I work, as you said, I work with couples. I work with older adolescents. I work with singles. I've had singles come in and say, I've been dating forever and I can't find anybody. And, I don't know what's wrong with me. And so, people come to me with all kinds of issues and things they want to work on. And it can be anything from entrepreneurs who are really looking to innovate, their business strategies and work on business plans, to couples wanting to communicate, couples who are struggling in their relationships. I work with blended families. I do co-parenting work, so couples who are divorced and trying to, there's a pretty broad list of things that I do, and there's not any part of it that I don't like. And, the things that aren't a lot of fun to me, I farm out to somebody else, like financial coaching. That's not my favorite thing. So, I'll send that off to somebody who likes to do that. But I really like working with people on issues that really affect their personal life. And I love watching people just develop and grow.
Sounds to me like you have to have an enormous amount of knowledge and information to cover all the various categories you were just listing. You're talking to executives in companies who their career is stalled. They want to know what's going wrong, why they aren't getting approved for, a raise or for a higher position. You're working with couples who can't work it out in their marriage. You're working with adolescents. It you covered a lot of territory there. Wow, one comes to the thought of, gee whiz, you got to know a lot. You really do. So I give you a lot of credit if you can help people in all these various categories, because picking a coach is not easy. I mean, you have to have a really good rapport in order to be successful with your clients, don't you? I mean, not every coach is good for every person,
That's right, yeah. You know, building a rapport is always been really easy for me. I think that's probably comes from my sales background. And, you know, I think I was just kind of born to interact with people as part of my personality. And I really do think I'm just, I have a natural ability to sort of see in people's hearts and see what it is that they need. And I think there's a lot of intuition that comes with coaching, you know, after doing, you know, I think there's just really a lot of natural insight that comes with it. So, and I think, you know, I always tell people, you know, what we're going to do is not rocket science, but it does take a lot of personal application on your part. So surprisingly enough, regardless of what people are going to work on, a lot of the application is very similar. And you'd be surprised how much of the answers and the practical application is very similar regardless of the issue.
So how do you begin a relationship with someone who comes in to get coaching help from you? How does it begin for those who've wondered whether they should talk to a coach? Give them a little idea of what happens in the very beginning.
Well, I think everybody should talk to a coach. I have a coach, you know, everybody really could benefit. You know, I always say we're all about 20 seconds away from our next dumb decision. So, you know, there's never a shortage of things that we all have to work on and to clean up. And, you know, so we never graduate from personal growth. There's never a graduation day, you know. It's a lifelong quest. And so, you know, when you're looking for a coach, you really just want to find someone who really does have that natural gift. And some coaches do have specific niches. And that, you know, there are some coaches that just work on career coaching, or they may just work with couples, or they may just work with kids. And then there are some who are more generalists like I am. And, so you really want to, you know, get to know exactly what kind of coach you're looking for. But again, there are a lot of people who don't really know exactly what they want to work on. Go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt you. What I was getting at is, how do you begin with a client? What's it like that very first session with you? Tell me, because a lot of people wonder, geez, maybe I'm afraid to go talk to a coach. I don't know what's going to happen there. You know, they're going to embarrass me, or what am I going to have to do? How do you begin with a new client?
Right. Well, usually the first session or so is just really getting to know the person, listening to their story and you know, what's going on in their life, what's working, what's not working, and listening to, you know, just their life story. And they'll usually, before they realize it, they're going to tell you real quickly what it is that's really holding them back. Even if they're not fully aware of it, they'll reveal it just in the conversations. So I like to find out a little bit about, you know, if they're married, if they're not, what birth order they are in their family of origin, you know, if they've had relationships that have or haven't failed in the past, you know, if they're single, you know, tell me a little bit about some of the relationships that haven't worked and why, a little bit about, you know, their home life now. If they're a couple, you know, tell me what's not working, tell me what is working. And it's really just to get to know you. It's really like sitting and having a conversation just with a friend. So, you know, you're not, there's not any pop quiz. It's not scary. It's just a real casual environment.
You talk about working with couples. Are you talking with couples who are having problems in their marriage? I mean, are you like a marriage counselor for them or not?
For some of them, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I have clients who come in and, you know, many of them have filed for divorce and they're just trying to figure out what they want to do. I'm a mediator, so some couples come in with the idea that they want to do mediation, and by the time we're done, they've actually decided to reconcile their relationship and stay together. In fact, I have one couple that I worked with, the husband, they were divorced for 2 years, and they remarried. And he asked her to start coming back in with him and told her his intention was to reconcile their marriage and put their family back together, and they remarried after 2 years of divorce. And it was really a delight to see them come together and figure out that, you know, I always say the number one, that we hear that the number one cause for divorce is, you know, financial things, and, you know, people have, you know, they're not compatible sexually and all this. And I always say the number one reason for divorce is unforgiveness. And so when people come together and really are able to go back and look at the things that they've done that have been hurtful, that have gone unresolved, and the things they've swept under the rug, then, you know, they're able to come back and really do forgiveness, and those things can be resolved, because we all make mistakes. We're all flawed, and we all do things that we regret in relationships. We all have failures in our relationships, and so, you know, a lot of couples are able to come back together, and once they forgive, then that bitterness and anger and resentment that sometimes can live in a relationship and can ultimately cause a divorce is then gone.
Well, that must make you feel very good when things like that happen, and couples
who've
been having serious problems, you know, get rid of those problems and reunite, you know, after working with you for a while.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little
Absolutely.
Bit about how the whole business of coaching has kind of changed, because when you began doing this, you know, 25, 30 years ago, most of it was all in person. But now, I mean, you've got the telephone, you have the internet, so you can coach somebody. You're in Texas. You can be coaching somebody in Minneapolis or California or Bermuda, for that matter.
Right.
How
right.
effective is it? How has that changed the business of coaching, the way technology has come into the picture?
Quite a bit. I have clients all over the country, and, you know, we typically now will do video conferencing. So, you know, we still have that face-to-face time, and we still have the benefit of being able to see one another. You know, I'm certified in body language, so I really love being able to see someone face-to-face. And I always missed that when there was just a phone call. And now with the internet, everyone is face-to-face virtually. And it makes such a big difference. And being able to really see if there's a tender moment, or if there's, you know, a hesitance or a pause in what they're saying, to be able to see, you know, what's really going on. And so, yeah, being able to work with clients all over the country now, and even internationally, there's no limitations. And, you know, we have even doctors, and, you know, there are all kinds of professions now, that are able to do things all over the internet. It's just, it's very commonplace now. So, coaching is no different.
That is so true. That is so true. I also want to bring up social media. How has, mm-hmm. has that aspect of what's going on in the world of social media, number one, caused people to end up coming to you? And has that affected your work as a life coach? What goes on in the world of social media?
Yeah, because, you know, people find us now literally from all over. And our website has quite really high traffic. And so, you know, for many years, I didn't have a website because I, with all the public speaking and you know, all the, just the, you know, just the appearances and things that I did, I had so many clients that I brought coaches into my practice just to be able to cover all the just the business that I had. I couldn't possibly see everybody that wanted to be seen. And so just in the last 5 years, I put up a corporate website, and you know, now we're able to really impact, you know, people can go on and schedule their own appointments and see what all of our services are. And of course we do mediation and arbitration and co-parenting.
Boy.
And you know,
you do it all. You do it all.
Parenting facilitators, and we have three counselors, three LPCs that work in our practice as well. So, you know, they can be doing play therapy in one room while mom and dad are in, you know, working with their life coach. And, you know, so we have kind of a full service package here. And, you know, we do group coaching. So if mom's in a group session and child is in doing play therapy with one of our counselors, and you know, so we really do have a full service team here, and we can meet, you know, a whole family's need. Yeah.
Something else that I find a little different about you is you are willing to share your life story with your clients.
Yes.
And you have had some pretty amazing experiences, some very sad, some unique, but you make that, your story, part of your way to help others. For example, the experience of your brother who committed suicide. You share that
right.
with your clients. And explain why you feel that's a helpful, you know, aspect of your coaching practice.
Well, I actually believe that the greatest struggles that all of us endure can become our greatest life's purpose. When my brother died, there was a period of time shortly after his death where I realized I wanted his life and his death to have meaning, and I wanted to give his life a legacy. And so, you know, I share his story when I speak in public. I share his story anytime that I think it is beneficial to someone. I would share his story. And, you know, there are thousands and thousands of people all over the country who've heard his story, and people who have lost someone or people who have even been suicidal. And his life story and his just losing him has made a difference to a lot of people. And, you know, I say to people all the time that the greatest pain that we suffer, if we can forgive the hurt and heal from the hurt, we can find our life's greatest purpose. You know, recently I was asked to go into, if you can believe this, I was asked to go into Pelican Bay Supermax prison. Now, my father was murdered 5 years ago, and I was asked to go in and work with a whole team of murderers. And, you know, I had something relatable that I could go talk to. I had credibility with these men because I had something that they related to. And when I told them that I forgave the person who murdered my father, these men were crying, and they were able to forgive themselves as a result. And it was really powerful. Those stories in my life don't do anything for me if I don't use them to do something good. And they don't do any good for anyone else. None of our tragic stories serve us if we don't do something to help another person.
Wow, that's very. Was that scary to go into Pelican Bay? I mean,
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, damn right.
I actually was invited to go and work in the very first ever solitary confinement program in the country. So I worked with guys in the shoe, and I was scared to death. I'm in there with a stab vest on, and I mean, I'm like, you know, this blonde Dallas girl walking into the shoe, and these guys were absolutely, I think they gave me as much blessing as I gave them. And
really?
they changed my life. Yeah. And they worked so hard, and they had so much pain in their lives that I couldn't comprehend the way they grew up and some of the things that they went through as kids that took them down the road that they went down. And
do you think you were able to help them over the days?
Oh, absolutely. Over the days that I was there, I watched them cry like babies. I watched them forgive themselves. I watched them forgive the people who had injured them when they were young. And it was remarkable. But because I was able to say to them, I understand what it is. You know, not only was my father murdered, but my father was incarcerated. And I know what it's like to have someone here. I know what it's like. And when he got out of prison, 2 years later, he was killed. And, you know, I come here because I know a little bit about your life and your journey and what your family's going through. And I know a little bit about, you know, the experience that you have. And I came here to do something because I want my dad and my life stories to have meaning. They don't serve a purpose if I don't use them to help someone else. And that, you know, these guys were all dancing around, you know, Coach Dana, we love you. You know, you've changed
really?
Our lives. And, you know, and you know,
great.
and they all want to do something different with their lives, even if it's, you know, some of them are, you know, the people I worked with are, the majority of them will be paroled, and they want to do something positive. And, you know, if somebody would have told me I would have done something like that, I would have said, no way. But you know what? When I was asked, I said, okay. Okay, suck it up, Dana. You can do this. And
good for you. Good for
and
you.
And I did, you know, and I did. And I take some of those hurts that happened in my life, and if I don't do something with them, then they're meaningless. And I think we all have that potential. And that's exactly what I want for my clients. They come in and they have pain and they're hurting. And my greatest challenge for them is, I want you to heal from your hurt. I want us to figure out what's causing the problem. And then I want you to help somebody else, because the world is really short on heroes. And there's somebody else who hurts just like you are, and you can give them hope. And that's pretty much, that's my message. I mean, my real message, if I had to really pare down my message, it is about forgiveness and purpose. And that's what I believe in. That's what I'm about.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
We're talking with Dana Hartman. She is a master life coach. She's based in the Dallas, Texas area. You've been doing this coaching business for such a long time, as we pointed out, Dana. What a story. Give me one of your great success stories. I'm sure you've had many, but examples of someone or some couple who've come to you and, you know, you were able to help them turn it around or get them to a better position. We only have a minute or two left, but give me an idea.
Yeah.
Just got one off the top of
you
your
know,
head.
You know,
there
are so many. Every success client I have are my success stories. You know, I've shared with you about couples being remarried. I've worked with kids that, you know, I've had those goodwill hunting moments where I've had kids sitting in here that are just watching the clock and don't want to talk, and the next thing you know, you know, they've turned their lives around. I've had people who were suicidal and just ready to call it a day, and now they're thriving. Actually, one of them is about to become a coach. And, you know, I there's so many, you know, being able to help, you know, someone who is specifically one guy who is a murderer, and now he wants to help other people. He's actually been paroled now, and he wants to do something with his life to help other people and to help other guys who are incarcerated believe that they have hope and purpose. And, you know, just there's so many powerful stories when people really understand what the power of healing and forgiveness is, and what our greatest struggles in life can be used for. Then, I mean, who doesn't want to receive a blessing for the greatest difficulty you've ever gone through? And, you know, there really are so many. I don't know that I could pinpoint just one, but, I've seen people free themselves of addiction and then go help other people, you know, overcome addiction. I get to witness miracles every day.
Bottom line, Dana, I gather you love what you do. You really do love this work.
I
you?
Love what I do. Yes, I do. I absolutely love it. I love it. It is definitely not a job.
It's why you were put here on Earth. That's it. That's the way you put it.
Yeah.
Listen, Dana, this
That's
has been
right.
great. I love chatting with you. Our guest has been Dana Hartman. She's headquartered in the Dallas, Texas area. She is a master life coach, and you can go to her website to learn how to get in touch with her and talk to her. If you're in Cincinnati or you're in Miami or wherever, she can help you there as well because of technology. And that website, again, is Dana Hartman, H-E-A-R-T-M-A-N, Hartman, just like it sounds, .com, DanaHartman.com. Dana, thank you.
Or
I love chatting with you.
You can go to our,
Go ahead.
We have FoundationCoachingGroup.com as well.
Okay, FoundationCoachingGroup.com as well. Dana, thanks.
Yes.
Nice chatting with you. Good show.
Thank you so much, Doug. It was a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Nice talk.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
That's it, everybody. What a great story, Dana Hartman. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Nice being with you. See you next time here on CUTV News Radio. Till then, bye.